Friend to Friend, Young and Faithful, from an interview with Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the 70, by Sarah Cutler. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. I started kindergarten at age 4, which was a little bit early. I wanted to go because my friends were starting. I had one friend who was 11 months older than I was, and I had other friends who had birthdays throughout the year before me. My parents didn't know if I should start that young or not, but I wanted to. The people at the school didn't know if I should start that early either. At that time, I couldn't even say my name correctly. I was pronouncing it Wynn Gwant Wobbins. When my mother took me to school, they said, "Well, he can't even say his name correctly." Then I said, "Lynn Grant Robbins," as clearly as I should have, and they let me in. When I first learned to write, I wrote everything backwards in a mirror image. Later, I learned to write my letters in the right direction, but my handwriting was very sloppy. My mother was worried, but Mrs. Leroy, my second grade teacher, said, "He's doing well in math and in other areas, so don't worry about his handwriting. It will improve." Sometimes you wonder if you're progressing or not. But if any of us looked back to when we were in kindergarten, we would certainly see we have made progress. You're getting better and better in every way. Because I went to kindergarten early, I was always the youngest in my classes. And because I was the youngest, I always seemed to be the last one to start things. I was the last of my friends to go into scouting, and my friends were already deacons when I was still in primary. I felt like I was always behind. I was always the last to advance. But this became an advantage, because I was able to learn from the good examples of friends who started before me. I had a good friend, Jim, who was a little bit older than I was. He started Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts before me. He earned his awards a little bit before I earned mine. His success motivated me to do the same things. Choose good friends, because good friends can have a great influence on you. I've always had a testimony. I've never doubted. The Holy Ghost can whisper to a child. Children begin to learn and feel and know of the truth from the time they are very young. I never doubted the Book of Mormon. I never doubted that the prophet Joseph Smith was a prophet. I've always known. Primary children can truly have a testimony. My parents, friends, and primary teachers are good examples for me. Who are good examples in your life? End of the article, Friend to Friend, Young and Faithful, from an interview with Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the 70 by Sarah Cutler.